Meet Richard Elliott, the principal organist for the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
I started out on the piano at 6 years old and then got kind of drafted to be an organist when I was 15 and gradually fell in love with the instrument. I liked it before that, but I got more and more serious about it and decided to major in organ in college, and then eventually went all the way for a doctorate in organ performance.
This is how he prepares for a concert.
The first thing I do is I go through every single stop.
A stop is a little knob on the organ console that changes the airflow through the various pipes, creating different sounds and tones. On this particular organ, there are dozens of stops.
I'll just play on different individual stops and see what they sound like by themselves. But then I also want to put them together in different combinations and see what combinations they work, if they're thin or thick or brassy, or there's all different kinds of possibilities. So this one has all different kinds of colors. You've got the principles, they're called, which are the backbone of the organ. And so there's one principle, and I'll just build it up. Like that. So that gives me a pretty good, foundation. And then you want to sometimes add flutes to that. And you can use these flutes by themselves for some pieces, or you use them as thickeners for that principal chorus to make it just a little more full-bodied. And then we have the strings, which are the softer sounds of the organ. The strings on this organ are especially nice and rich and full. And then you have the reeds, which are everything from that way down on the bottom end to that very high trumpet there, and then when you add all of that together, you start with your principles, and then you add in your flutes, and your strings, and then finally your reeds. That's what gives you the sound of the full organ when everything's on there. So, I think what's the two main things that I've always loved about the organ since I was a teenager are, number one, this the fact that you're like a one-man band, so you can play, you've got a symphony orchestra kind of at your fingertips, and you can get all kinds of colors and stuff. So it's sort of like the ancestor of the synthesizer that way. The other thing that I like about the organ is just the power, the volume. It's just there's something about having that much at your command, and which is why a lot of people like rock music. I used to be a rock musician, and so I always liked being able to make a lot of noise.
Richard Elliott is performing at the New Danes Concert Hall on the Utah State University campus this Friday evening at 7:30. With UPR News, I'm Owen Sidwell.